Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back, friends. It is always nice to have you here as we gather around to hear the Word of God read and as we reflect on what the Bible means by what it says. This is God's holy, inspired, inerrant, and infallible Word, and we cherish the Bible, don't we? God speaks, and He speaks to us through His written Word. I pray we will have a hunger and thirst for this truth. And when we left off last time, we got to the end of verse 2. That is Genesis chapter 4 and verse 2. Today we embark upon verses 3 through 5 of this same chapter as we continue to discover who the man Cain is in relation to God. The title of this series is God and Cain, and while Cain is the focus, it is important that we understand his family, the other characters in this true story. And that becomes even more obvious in these next three verses, because what we have here is the stunning contrast between Cain and Abel. So we will continue to talk about Abel. In a few minutes, I will read from verses 3 through 5 of Genesis 4. If you have your Bible handy, get ready to join me. But first, I want to remind you of something I brought up at the end of yesterday's broadcast and podcast. The lives of Adam and Eve and of Cain and Abel demonstrate for us just how wrong the theory of evolution really is. When we put evolution up against the Bible, one of these is right and the other has to be wrong. And I am siding 100% with the Bible because I believe the Bible is God's revelation. This is the truth, as God reports it, of how men and women were made and how they have behaved from the very beginning. And how can God be wrong? He cannot. What the Bible says is that Adam, Eve, Cain, and Abel were not primitive beings, just breaking away from chimpanzees. The Bible does not present them that way at all. Therefore, the evolutionists must reject the Bible because for them, this first family is way too sophisticated to be the first human beings. For example, in just the first four chapters of Genesis, we learn that God created Adam and Eve as highly intelligent people. In Genesis 2, Adam had the kind of vocabulary that allowed him to name each and every animal the Lord God had created. As we have seen in verse 2 of Genesis 4, Cain understood farming and Abel understood animal husbandry. Cain spent his days planting crops and plowing his fields while Abel was feeding and watering his flocks and herds. He knew how to care for newborn animals. Later in Genesis 4, we learn that these first people had the intelligence to invent and use musical instruments and tools. Let me read that, Genesis chapter 4, verses 21 and 22. Genesis 4, 21 and 22 says, "His brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all those who play the lyre and pipe. As for Zillah, she also gave birth to Tubal-Cain, the forger of implements of bronze and iron." There you go. The lyre and the pipe were invented and played in Genesis 4. The implements of bronze and iron were invented and used in Genesis 4. These people are hardly the cavemen and cavewomen that evolution made up. I agree with what Robert Harbash and H.C. Leupold write. Harbash said, according to the theory of evolution, man was originally a caveman hunter, and only eons later became an agriculturalist, and still later, a herdsman. But Scripture teaches that the agriculturalist and the herdsman were there on the earth from the beginning. Leupold says, "There is no need for man, as the Bible knows him, to wander through the mazes of development, because of his crude state before he can arrive at agriculture and shepherd. In flat contradiction to evolution, the first man was an agriculturalist and a shepherd. I just want you to realize the people we are reading about in this first family, the father Adam, the mother Eve, and the two sons Cain and Abel, these are highly intelligent, fully developed human beings whom God has made to honor and obey him, to have relationship with him, and he with them. Because we live in a world where we are repeatedly told that natural evolutionary processes account for the original origin of all living species, because evolutionary thought is so widely accepted and indoctrinated, especially in the schools, it is often hard for people to believe what the Bible says about Adam, Eve, Cain, and Abel. But here on God Is, we reject evolution and we accept creation as God describes his work. And we will proceed understanding that we will relate to Cain and Abel as people just like us. And I say Cain and Abel because Genesis 4, verses 3 through 5, focuses on them and God. I am prepared now to read the Bible at Genesis 4, verses 3 through 5. So it came about in the course of time that Cain brought an offering to the Lord of the fruit of the ground. Abel, on his part, also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel and for his offering, but for Cain and for his offering the Lord had no regard. So Cain became very angry, and his countenance fell. I propose that we take these three verses together and handle them as a unit. We will still look at certain words or phrases in detail, but we start with the big picture. Here we have two brothers, two offerings, and two different responses from the Lord. The two brothers are Cain and Abel. Verse 3 says, Cain brought an offering to the Lord. This is the first offering, and it is the fruit of the ground. Verse 5 says, this offering was not acceptable to the Lord. God had no regard for it. That is the first brother, the first offering, and the first response of the Lord. Verse 4 says, Abel brought an offering to the Lord. This is the second offering, and it is the firstlings of his flock and of their fat portions. Verse 4 continues to say that this offering was acceptable to the Lord. The Lord has regard for Abel and for his offering. This is the second brother, the second offering, and the second response of the Lord. Verse 5 adds Cain's response to God. So Cain became very angry, and his countenance fell. I trust you will see this in your Bible when you have a chance to read it, or have it read to you from an audio Bible if you prefer. Here we have two brothers, two offerings, and two different responses from the Lord, and we're going to spend some serious time here. The reason being, this portion of Scripture deals with this extraordinarily important question. Are you ready for it? Here is the question. What kind of worship is pleasing and acceptable to God? Let me repeat that. What kind of worship is pleasing and acceptable to God? This is a question that Genesis 4 asks and answers, and the answer sets the foundation for the rest of Scripture. The Genesis through the revelation of Jesus Christ, the 66 books of the Bible. That is, the kind of worship God finds pleasing and acceptable is the kind Abel offers God. The kind of worship God finds displeasing and unacceptable is the kind Cain offers God. You and I want to be like Abel. You and I do not want to be like Cain. Then, throughout the Bible, always, the kind of worship God finds pleasing and acceptable is the same kind Abel gave to God. and throughout the Bible, always, the kind of worship God finds displeasing and unacceptable is the same kind Cain gave to God. And even though we are sitting some 6,000 years after the time of Cain and Abel, to this very day, people who claim to worship this one true God are either worshiping like Cain or like Abel. We are all like them. And all of this will become quite obvious to you if you will be with us each weekday. And what do you do if you cannot hear God is at this time? Well, that is easy. You just saunter over to the internet and punch in godisministry.org into your web browser. And right there in the center of the homepage is every podcast waiting for you. You can listen right there on the website or download the God Is podcast to your mobile technology and listen on the go. You can listen through iTunes, Pocket Casts, and Google Play. On the website is a link, subscribe to podcasts. Click the link and get started. When you get to the website, look for subscribe to podcasts. It's in the bottom left-hand corner of the homepage. Just scroll to the bottom left-hand corner and find the link and click it. If you have questions about this or you get frustrated finding out how to do this, just email me or pop a note in the mail. I will patiently walk you through it, mark@godisministry.org, and God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. Tomorrow on God Is, we will proceed into verses 3 through 5 of Genesis chapter 4. Tell someone about this and invite them to join us. We will ask and answer, what kind of worship is pleasing and acceptable to God? Let's wrestle with this question for a bit, and let's continue to do so tomorrow on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.